You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Virgin Airlines is rethinking its announcement that war veterans will receive priority boarding due to criticism that it was tokenistic. So when did they first announce the priority boarding plan?
It was fairly recently, and I know that last week they announced in a very 2018 kind of fashion that they would review the policy after it had like immediate backlash.
Right, and where was that backlash coming from?
So on Twitter it was many, many people, but people have come out speaking about it publicly. Is one person called Neil James, and he's the head of the Australian Defence Association, and he's the person that called it tokenistic and compared it to like a culturally American move that won't translate well in Australia. And there's also Veteran Affairs Minister Darren Chester, and he said veterans would rather have discounted fares, and Aussies tend to be modest, so they wouldn't want to attract that kind of attention on themselves.
Right.
And we have had two veterans as well. So Catherine McGregor, who is a former high-ranking transgender officer, she dismissed Virgin's move and called it faux American bollocks. Sorry if I can't say that on the radio.
It's BFM, you definitely can.
And she would not dream of walking on a flight ahead of people. And there was former Army officer Roger Shanahan, who worried that this will place higher value on these kind of services and ignore other services like ambulance, paramedics and police officers and the like.
So do you expect that Virgin Airlines will stand down from the plan?
Well, I think if they do what they said they would do, and that was that they will consult with veterans and with the Army Defence Association as well, which I'm surprised they didn't do in the first place. I think once they consult and realise that people don't think it's a good idea, that they will back down.
So moving on now to your Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. He's embarking on a bus tour of Queensland and sharing the experience on social media, and the whole thing is laden with stereotypical Australian dad jokes. So why does he want to project this image?
Well, yes, he is pretty much a daggy dad now. It's a huge flip from when because he was the man behind Stop the Boats. Something I found out was he was behind 100% Pure, which is a New Zealand slogan. So he is a marketing, well, I don't want to say genius, but he has had a lot of experience in marketing.
Right.
So this is a definite move to kind of break away from the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's image of being high-class elite, and now he wants to kind of be like the everyday Australian. And so he's doing that through saying things like fair dinkum and wearing hats and taking a bus tour, which I think he hasn't really been in. He's been flying a lot.
Oh, my God.
He has been in the bus, but he's also been flying.
Right. And if anything, it's sort of just opened him up to even more ridicule on social media. So might his approach be counterintuitive?
Well, yeah. So that's the thing. Lots of people are making fun of it, but he's actually taking it on board. So there was this this video where, Mark Humphreys, so he's like a comedian and also a media journalist personality, and he made a video where he pretended to be the director of we call him ScoMo, his awkward Facebook videos, and Scott Morrison loved it and he retweeted it, and so he's kind of doing well there. When he's being made fun of, he's laughing along with everyone else.
I guess it's kind of like if you join in on the joshing and look unfazed by it, you kind of seem more chill.
Exactly, and I think that's the vibe he's going for.
Right. So finally, on a darker note, if the controversial changes to the New South Wales child protection law go through, 800 Aboriginal children could be adopted without parental consent. So do you want to sort of give us the background to that legislation change and why that type of threat is still a possibility?
Yes, so this is a bill due to go to Parliament next week, and the idea behind it is the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said that the reason this could go ahead is because she doesn't want any children left in the out-of-home care system for too long. So she wants to make it a maximum of 2 years to get the children back to their family, otherwise they'll be adopted out. And many people are criticising this as another stolen generation, because for so many people it takes way longer than 2 years to get your child back to your home.
Yeah. As you say, particularly some activists, Grandmothers Against Removal, have compared it to being another stolen generation, or risks another stolen generation, and they say that their children are not orphans and that the department itself is dysfunctional and not a safe alternative for their children. So I wonder, are their calls gaining much traction?
Yes, well, they're especially in the I affectionately call it the GMA kind of realm, people are against this, but it's yet to take up traction, and I think we'll see more and more being spoken about it. And in fact, what you just spoke about, they were getting evidence from a TUNE report, and that was an independent investigation into the New South Wales child protection system, and they found that the whole system was inefficient, unsustainable, and had escalating costs which were crisis driven, and failure to improve can lead to long-term trauma, which is what Aboriginal people have been facing for many generations.
Okay.
So I think that no one really wants this to go ahead. No one wants to give the government the right to say whether or not their child can be adopted.
For sure. So how likely is it that the legislation changes that enable that risk? How likely is it that they'll go through?
It's unclear at the moment, because even Gladys Berejiklian herself has said it's not the ideal move. So we'll see. I think all we can really do is wait and see for the results.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.